Thank you. I would like to mention about kind of allegation that there have been forced evictions in the Lao PDR. So we categorically reject this kind of allegation because the people have very good cooperation with the government when it comes to implementing a large development project. And they benefit from the project. And before the project start, they are consulted on the impact, on the livelihood, and on the relocation. We do have the law on relocations and permanent employment. And for example, as a basis of to use for this. And also we have the decree on the assessment of environment impact as well. So people are participated, affected people participate in this consultation process. And on the other hand, that regarding the questions on the independence of the judiciary, yes, the judiciary, we used to implement the so-called master plan on the rule of law in the Lao PDR. It was very effective, very useful, and it covered all institutions, judicial institutions, and the court, the prosecution office, Minister of Justice, and also the National Assembly, the Minister of Public Security, for example. And we included also training on component, human rights component as well, including CEDAW, for example. So we have, actually, we will have a workshop with the National Assembly to focus on CEDAW in November or December this year to support by the SECAR project. And regarding the legal counsel for women with access to legal counsel, women in the rural and remote areas, they have less opportunity, but the government organized, for example, legal aid clinics, legal aid office, for example, Minister of Justice, the Lao Bar Associations and Women Union, and organized legal aid for the people, including the women in the remote areas, and also the ours, one or two of our civil society organizations also organized legal aid to different provinces of the country, for example. And lastly, about divorce and maintenance and social security for child care, this one we took note of this. We will look at our legislation, whether we do have, and we will, if we don't have yet, we will elaborate on that in the future. And in terms of the LGBTQ women, and so in the Lao society, we don't yet perhaps promote LGBTQ community, but the Lao society is very tolerant. So tolerant, and we don't prosecute them. So they are also Lao citizens. They have the rights and obligation under the Lao constitutions and law. So we are very tolerant of society, and they can do what they want, but within the framework of the law. Thank you.